This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. My brothers and sisters, welcome to our second session of the reflections on the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for helping us another time to be able to learn about Him in order to get closer to Him. Let's continue our series with the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we shall begin with the name of Allah Rabbul Izzah, and that is Al-Bari. Al-Bari is the one who is the evolver, the inventor of all the things. Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions His name Al-Bari in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 24, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this name Al-Bari, the inventor of all things. Now again, as an action point, my brothers and sisters, let's memorize this name and understand that He is the inventor of all the things. There is no one before Him, there is no one after Him. He is the one who was the primary inventor of all the things. Let's start reflecting again and again on this particular name as well. Al-Bari, the inventor, the evolver of all the things, subhanallah. And we need to live by this name as well. We need to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this name, Al-Bari. And we need to ensure that undoubtedly everything, it began with the Al-Bari, the inventor of all the things. As He is also Al-Khaliq, He is Al-Bari as well, the inventor, the evolver of all the things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Musawwir. Al-Musawwir is the fashioner, the bestower of forms. Allah uses this name in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 24. The bestower of forms, Al-Musawwir. Allah Almighty is the one who made everything. He fashioned everything. The different variety of shapes among the humans that you see, different colors that you see, different, you know, facial features, the body features, the different species that you see, the entire creation. This is all fashioned by none other than Al-Musawwir, the bestower of forms. Therefore, we should never ever try to put a name, about anyone. So, for example, someone is black or someone is white, someone is pale, someone is dark, someone is, you know, tall, someone is short. We shouldn't do that because it is Al-Musawwir. And that is the thing which we need to memorize. That is the way that we need to understand and start reflecting. Subhanallah, there are so many forms, so many shapes, so many colors, so many variety that we see among the creation and within ourselves, among our own family members. That is the thing that we need to reflect upon. Al-Musawwir, the fashioner, the bestower of forms. And we need to live by this name as well. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is Al-Musawwir. Al-Musawwir is the one who bestows the forms, the fashioner, the one who actually creates different forms, shapes and sizes. So Allah Rabbul Izzah is Al-Musawwir. And that is another beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah is also Al-Awwal. Al-Awwal is the one who is the first. Nothing is before Him. And Allah mentions in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah number 3, that He is the first. Nothing is before Him. And subhanallah, again, we need to memorize this, my brothers and sisters. Understand and remind yourself again and again the incentive of memorizing the names and attributes of Allah. Understanding and comprehending and enumerating and trying to, you know, live by those names and reflect by those names is actually Jannah. The incentive is Jannah. So that is a key motivation for us that drives us again and again to memorize it, to understand it, to reflect on it, and to live by it, and to call Allah al-awwalu, you know, by it, subhanallah. What we also need to, understand is, subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, being the creator, being the one who has created the entire creation, ideally he should be the first. And that is what Allah is, al-awwalu. Nothing is before him, right? So Allah Rabbul Izzah is al-awwal. And that is the beautiful and, you know, powerful name and the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Rabbul Izzah is also al-akhir. Al-akhir again is mentioned, Allah uses this name in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, ayah number 3, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, he is the first and the last. He is awwalu wal-akhiru. Akhiru is the last. Nothing is after him. Meaning, when there was nothing, Allah was there. When there is nothing, Allah will be there. So the future belongs to Allah. The past belongs to Allah. The present belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is al-akhiru. Al-akhiru is the one who is the last. Nothing is after him. When everything will be perished, he will remain there. So we need to memorize this name, understand it with the perfection, reflect on it again and again. Then that is that Allah Rabbul Izzah is Al-Akhir, and we need to live by this name. Allah Rabbul Izzah is the one who is Al-Akhir. We need to call out to Allah by this name as well. And subhanallah, this is something again, a clear reflection that Allah is the true God. Allah is the true creator. He is Al-Awwalu. When there was nothing, he was there. Allah is Al-Akhir. When there is nothing, Allah is going to be there as well. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also al-dhahir. Al-dhahir is the one who is the evident, the most high, meaning nothing is above him. Allah mentions his name, al-dhahir, in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, ayah number 3. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, he is al-dhahiru, al-dhahiru, the most high, the evident. Again, let's memorize this name, al-dhahiru. He is the evident, the one above whom is nothing. Al-dhahir is the one who is evident. Let's understand it. Let's reflect upon it. And obviously, being a creator, being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the one who deserves to be worshipped, who is worthy of all praises, who is worthy of worship out of love, satisfaction, should be the one who is al-dhahir. And that is what Allah is, al-dhahiru, the evident. And let's live by this name, that Allah Rabbul Izzah is the most high. Nothing is above him. Allah is the one who is evident, who is, subhanallah, to believe in him is so obvious, so logical, so clear, so evident, that there can never be anyone who is equivalent or similar to him, al-dhahir. Let's call out to Allah who is al-dhahir. Let's make an effort to contemplate overall this name as well, again, in order to get the incentive of al-jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also al-batin. Al-batin is the one who is the inward, the most near. Nothing is more nearer than him. Again, Allah mentioned this name in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, ayah number 3, where Allah mentions that he is Al-Batinu. Al-Batinu. Let's memorize this name, my brothers and sisters, Al-Batinu. And understand that he is the one who is the most near. Allahu Akbar. Let's reflect on this name. That the one who created us, the one who is the Almighty, the one who deserves to be worshipped, the one who fulfills our desires and wants and fulfills our needs, he must be someone who is nearer to us. And that is what Allah is, Al-Batilu. Al-Batilu, the most nearer. Nothing is more nearer than him. And that is how we have to live by this name. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah is the one who is Al-Batilu, the inward one. Call out to Al-Batil. He knows what goes on in our hearts and minds. He knows what comes in our minds. He knows the entire situation, subhanallah, as he is Al-Batil. He is obviously a Zahir, which means the evident. At the same time, he is Al-Batil, the most inward, the one who is very near. Subhanallah, nothing is more nearer than him in terms of his knowledge, his power, his majesty. Subhanallah, Allah is Al-Batin. Allah Rabbul Izzah is also As-Sami'. As-Sami' is the one who is the all-hearer. Allah mentions this name in Surah Ash-Shura, Surah number 42, ayah number 11, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this name that he is As-Sami'. As-Sami', the all-hearer. Again, let's memorize this name, As-Sami'. As-Sami' is the one who hears everything. Obviously, for being a creator, Allah Rabbul Izzah is As-Sami', the all-hearer. There is no one, there was no one, and there will be no one who hears everything. We, the creation, has a limitation of hearing. We don't know what's going on away from us. Nobody knows what's going on away from them. They could just tell you what they could hear. But Allah, being a Khaliq, being the creator, being the one who deserves to be worshipped, he is As-Sami'. So he hears. So call out to Allah. Live with this name, my brothers and sisters, by calling out to Allah, who listens to you, who listens to your prayers, who listens to your problems, who listens to your issues, who listens to your matters. Allah Rabbul Izzah is always all hearing. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he hears everything what we say. He hears our situation. He hears. So let's call out to Allah. Go in the sujood, prostrate, and ask Allah. Call out to As-Sami'. Call out to As-Sami' for all the needs that you have. And that is how we live by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sami'. He is Allah Rabbul Izzah, he is also Al-Basir. Al-Basir is the all-seer. He is all-seeing. Subhanallah, Allah mentions in Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, ayah number 1, that he uses this name, Al-Basir. Al-Basir is the one who is all-seeing. Again, let's memorize this name, Al-Basir. Let's understand, he is Al-Basir, all-seeing. Obviously, again, being the creator, being the one who created everything, being the one who deserves to be worshipped, he must be all-seeing. His sight is comprehensive, meaning it sees everything. Whatever happens on the face of the earth, whatever happens in the sky, whatever happens inside the ocean, whatever happens closed door, whatever happens open doors, whatever and wherever anything happens, Allah Rabbul Izzah has the power to see it all. To see it all. So he is Al-Basir. So make sure, let's live a mindful life. Let's live a conscious life, conscious of our Creator, who is Al-Basir, who is seeing everything what's going on. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah is also Al-Mawla. Al-Mawla is the one who is the one who pardons, the Lord, the protector, the supporter. Subhanallah. Allah uses this name in Suratul Anfal, Surah number 8, ayah number 40. Let's memorize this name, my brothers and sisters. He is Al-Mawla. Al-Mawla is the one who is the one who pardons people, who is the Lord, the protector and the supporter. Let's understand it, that being the creator, We need to depend on Him. We need His support. We need His help. We need His protection. We need His pardoning. Subhanallah, that is what Allah is. He is Al-Mawla. He is Al-Mawla. Let's keep on reflecting on this name and live by this name, by making sure that we go back to none but our Mawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We in the problems, we in the solutions, we in the difficult and the good situation, we go back to none other than Al-Mawla, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's call out to Allah in the middle of the night, in the daytime, wherever, you know, how much ever is possible by us, let's call out to Allah who is Al-Mawla. Al-Mawla is the one who is the pardon, the Lord, the protector and the supporter. We need His support. We need His protection. We need His lordship. We need His patron. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah is Al-Mawla. And that is someone who is very, very powerful indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also An-Nasir. An-Nasir is the one who is the excellent helper. Allah mentions His name An-Nasir in Suratul Anfal, Surah number 8, ayah number 40, in which Allah Rabbul Izzah, He uses His name An-Nasir, the excellent helper. Let's memorize this, my brothers and sisters. He is obviously Al-Mawla. He is obviously An-Nasir, the excellent helper. Let's understand this and seek the help of Allah alone for the things that you want in your life, for the success, for the happiness, for the prosperity, for the peace, for the security, for every single thing that you need in your life. The ultimate helper is An-Nasir. Let's reflect and live by this name. Let's call out to An-Nasir for every help. And subhanallah, we know in our lives, every single day, you know, different aspects of life, we need the help of Allah. Somebody needs the help for getting married. Somebody helps grow in their lives. Somebody helps needs help in their life for pass the examinations. Somebody needs help for a better and a happier life. Somebody needs help for success. Somebody needs help for jobs. Somebody needs help to grow their financial position, to help to get the help in their social life, to get their help in emotional life, to get their help in spiritual life. Help is required by us every single moment of our lives. Subhanallah. Call out to An-Nasir, the excellent helper, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah is Al-A'fu. Al-A'fu is the one who is ever oft pardoning. Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions this name in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 149. Allah says He is Al-A'fu, ever oft pardoning. Let's memorize this name. And subhanallah, Al-A'fu is the one who pardons us, who just not forgive, but He loves to forgive, who just not forgive, but He erases all the sins that we committed. And that's the understanding and the reflection that we need to have. And that is the dua we make, you know, in Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afa fa'fu anni. O Allah, You are al-afu, the one who ever oft pardoning. And You love to pardon people. So forgive me, pardon me. That's the way how we can live by this name, Al-A'fu. We go back to Allah again and again. We go back to Al-A'fu again and again. And making this beautiful reflection on the name Al-A'fu helps us lighten our hearts. You know, our lives become absolutely peaceful and happier when the sins are removed from our books. Subhanallah, this is how we need to call out to Allah. Ya Al-Afu, forgive me. Ya Al-Afu, Pardon me, ya la'afu, erase my sins. And that's the exact meaning that it has, that he does not forgive, but he erases the sins. He doesn't, keep them active in our hisab. Subhanallah, this is how beautiful Allah is. Al-'afu, the one who is ever oft pardoning. He loves to forgive. He loves to, erase the sins, provided we have to come forward. We have to beg Allah. We have to, look forward for that help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get the help from Allah Rabbul Izzah. My brothers and sisters, the more we know Allah, the more we obey Allah. The more we obey Allah, the more we start loving Allah. Let's fall in love with Allah, who is perfect, who is beautiful, who deserves all kinds of worship. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.